33. We're continuing in the article Exile and Redemption, starting with the words harmony between, we're going to find it, between a secular and a religious ideal. It's the second heading there. The article, once again, is Exile and Redemption from Baal Sulam articles. We're starting with the difference between a secular ideal and a religious ideal. That's the heading. The difference between a secular ideal and a religious ideal. A secular ideal stems from humanness and hence cannot raise itself above humanness. Conversely, a religious ideal, which stems from the Creator, can raise itself above humanity. This is because the basis for a secular ideal is equalization, and the price of glorifying men, and he acts in order to boast in the eyes of people. And although he is sometimes disgraced in the eyes of his contemporaries, he still relies on other generations and is still a precious thing for him, like a gem that fuels its owner, although no one knows of it or cherishes it. A religious ideal, however, is based on glory in the eyes of the Creator. Hence, he who follows a religious ideal can raise himself above humanity. So it is among the nations of our exile. As long as we followed the path of Torah, we were safe. For it is known to all the nations that we are a highly developed nation, and they wanted our cooperation. But they exploit us, each according to their own selfish desires. But we still had great power among the nations. So after all the exploitation, there still remained a handsome portion left for us, greater than for the civilians of the land. But because people rebelled against the Torah in their aspiration to execute their selfish ploys, they lost life's purpose, meaning the work of the Creator, and replaced the sublime goal for selfish goals of life's pleasures. Thus, anyone who attained fortune raised his goal with glory and beauty. In consequence, where the religious man scattered his monetary surplus on charity, good deeds, building seminaries, and other such collective needs, the selfish ones scattered their surplus on the joys of life, food and drink, clothing and jewels, and equalized themselves with the prominent in that nation. By these words, I only mean to show that the Torah and the natural law of development go hand in hand in wondrous unity, even with blind faith. Thus, the bad incidences in the exile, which we have much to tell from the days of our exile, were all because we embezzled the Torah. Had we kept the commandments of the Torah, no harm would have come to us.
Shailot.
Questions? We need to be to get used to being in constant emotional and mental effort towards one goal. It's a habit. When a person enters it, it begins to live in him.
According to what I understand, he says here that a religious ideal is glory in the eyes of the Creator, meaning there's no relation to the surroundings. We're not doing it for the environment, like in a corporeal and ideal.
Yes.
So what's the influence of the environment that we say, or to uplift the spirits of the society?
But to what end? What for? How are you using the environment?
But still, you receive some. I'm saying it's delicate. It's subtle to receive fuel from the environment. And
what for?
How do you keep that for what? So it will be for the Creator and not.
This is the main thing. The purpose. That's the question. That's the main question. Either you say, I want it according to my belly button, my belly, according to my beastly desire, and that's it. It requires no intentions. The body demands it. But in a sense, you have to answer the question. Why do you do this? What are you doing? What is your intention? What are you aiming at?
That's clear, but again, it gets blurry each time.
In order for you to scrutinize it better and better.
And how do you?
Each action, each moment, you have to start anew and aim it anew and check with what strength, to what goal, what are you trying to attain? All those things you have to establish before you.
And it needs to be completely separated, differentiated.
From what?
Meaning the forces you receive from the environment are only for advancement for the sake of...
God forbid, otherwise you're just exploiting the environment to your benefit. That's already a klipa, a shell. More?
He writes here that all the bad incidents that happen to us in exile are the reason of us embezzling the Torah. Like there's a direct relation here, he's trying to tell us here.
There are no bad occurrences. This is something, you know, we call in this way, using our current vocabulary, according to our feelings, that is in control for the time being. But there are no bad occurrences. Everything is aimed at attaining the goal. Except the Creator constantly attracts us towards a goal. He constantly discovers another stage towards a goal, and it depends on our preparation, or we feel them, those stages, as either good or bad. If a child doesn't want to study, and the parents say, you must sit and study and finish your homework, and for him, he doesn't want it, it's death. So what can he do? But if he understands it's needed, and there's no choice, and he convinces himself, it's not so much a death. And if he wants to do it, because he actually learns things that are worthwhile, then for him it's a reward. That punishment becomes a reward. It all depends on the preparation of the receiver, but from the Creator, only good comes.
Ask about a different, but what he writes here in this last paragraph, he says that our development and Torah go hand in hand. Meaning that we're holding on to, when we keep the Torah, our development is good, and if not, then things seemingly bad happen. Now, you could say about that, look, we're here now, we're in the land, we're not keeping the Torah at all. And actually, if you ask the public in Israel, they'll say, oh, this state is strong and mighty, and our state's better than it was in exile. It seems like there's no direct relationship between keeping the Torah, as the Kabbalists call it, and our development. We're developing to the good. So maybe there's some tears in the nation and all that. Security, economically, we're in much better state than we were in exile, for sure.
Certain. And what's next?
So how does that work out? That doesn't look like there's a direct relation between the Torah and development. They're not going hand in hand. They seem to go opposite.
You can't just take a portion of our lives in a certain period and show that it doesn't work out for you. Because we read about this period, the Creator will take the people from all corners and will begin to assemble it and arrange it. And we are not the time of redemption, but we are the time of preparation. And in the preparation, we have other laws where we aren't really in reward and punishment. Rather, we're given credit. Seemingly so, we'll be able to exist until we could attain the bad, the evil in us by ourselves and want to rid ourselves of it, and we become as the part that understands it among the people of Israel have to do it, and we also don't understand quite that responsibility that's upon our shoulders. We don't understand it, we don't feel it, we don't realize it. It's a problem. We're at a time of preparation, a time where people are assembling, returning from the diaspora, and it's not an assembly, it's not a gathering, and we have to carry out acts of dissemination, explanation, and relate to no one except for the Creator and His plan. And whatever people want to think about us, they can think about us. Whatever it may be. Doesn't matter. We have to do it. Don't wait for the people to appreciate you. That's not... That shouldn't be our intention. For the people to speak well about you. They can speak badly about you. Doesn't matter. As long as they know what's before them. If it comes as a blow of nature, Elohim is the nature. It comes as a blow of nature. These conditions come from above, truly. Like it or not, that's how it's gonna come down. This is what we need to explain. And only we can do it. No one... You don't discover in Israel additional forces. There are many who study the wisdom of Kabbalah, many forms. I don't criticize them. I'm happy there are many who study it. There are many paths to the place. But no one, except for us, will publicize the method of correction. Nope. I don't want to add... Why they're doing this? It's their calculation. It's not that they don't know or don't have the same material we have. They know, but they're covering their behinds.
Ken.
עוד משהו קטן, זה פחות שאלה, יותר זה הרגשה שאני רוצה לשתף עם כולם.
Another small thing, it's less of a question, it's a feeling that I want to share with everyone, and I think quite a few people will agree with me, that after the elections, that there's a feeling like there's an opportunity to do something more than usual, because the feeling in the nation, this election, they brought up a lot of feelings of...
That's why we came out with the newspaper of Unity.
I think we need to think together, maybe to do something more throughout Pesach or something. We need to talk to people now. They feel it.
Go ahead. Talk. Offer something. I can only offer another newspaper, other things like that. More, maybe sharper things that will kind of penetrate forcefully like a bullet hitting the stone. To write very sharp articles, very poignant, with the sources, with the Zohar, what's written here, what's written there, so they can see it has real support, real corroboration, and to disseminate it widely. We must appear as an organization for the unification of the people. That's it, in short. We have no other form of existence.
You see that the audience, the public is indifferent to our messages?
It doesn't matter. If you have a child like that, what do you do? You're just going to let go of him?
No, of course you stay to care. I'm just talking about the way to care for them. What's the way to care when your son is indifferent?
You try to convince him from other sides.
Other sides are like in a sharper way or in that softness? Or?
What does it say that then they come and they look how to deal with him in such a way, or dealing with him with another way? Then they discuss it. Introduction to Panim Be'ot, illuminated face. What does it say there?
The method of Bala Sulam.
Right. You remember, I'm too much in Passover. How to arrange it.
Question, how to go out to the people in a sharper way? What's a sharper message that you would give beyond connection? We need to connect.
Each and every explanation lies somewhere between good and evil. It cannot be only good or only evil. You have to be made up of the blows that might come and the good that can come. And all these two opportunities you have to open up before them. And if it won't work today, it will work later. But the audience somehow receives it. The Creator enters there into each and every one and remains there. And when the time is right, it will break through back to the surface, and the person will feel it and will act upon it.
About what Leo asked, do you feel that there's a separation in the people after the elections? Like a pinpoint separation after the elections? Not a general separation.
I don't think that it's more than before. I don't think so. The fact that the people suddenly think this way or that way with respect to things that are happening, that's... I don't see great changes.
I mean, the fact half voted to this and half voted for that, there is a feeling of disappointment in a certain point of the people. Nevertheless, a million people voted like this and didn't get what they wanted.
Look, I'm not going to investigate. I'm simply understand that there are three entities here. The right, left, the middle barely exists. Whatever they may say, the middle... the center barely exists. It's only for publicity's sake. And the religious bloc, doesn't matter right or left, they want to get their funds and do what they want to do. I understand them. That's their goal in life. We have to maintain, meaning they have to maintain their people. They have to receive certain kind of service and laws that would benefit us, and let us be, and then we will practically let go of you. It's not really so. They don't really let go of the secular, but that's nevertheless what they are demanding. And I think that everyone agrees to that, and it's clear to everyone that with the religious people, it's only about money. You support the existence of this this group, and that's it. So it turns out that you have only two blocks, two entities, because the third one is really apolitical. Doesn't care. They don't care about what will happen. It's not important to them to such an extent that they don't care if there will be a Jewish government here or an Arab government. If we can exist, sustain ourselves, then it doesn't matter. Some people say that the reverse is true. It's even more preferable if it's an Arab government. So that's it. What are you asking?
So now the people after the election, you can see that there's no unity in opinions. There's a right and there's a left in a very sharp way, very split.
grid split? Do we have to bring some kind of connection? Do we have to bring some kind of form of connection here?
Well, difference between left and right in what? There's politics and there's this society. There's the things that happen inside the state, and there's the policies, the politics that are with respect to our neighbors outside. So you have to separate the two things and see what to do and show them that other than connection, nothing will help. Nothing, because there's no solution. Other than connection, there is no solution. You have to create such a connection that into your correct connection, all the nations will come and your neighbors will also want to be part of that connection. But to show that this is so, this will be so, that this is the general correction of the whole world, and that you care not about the people of Israel only, as the right things, rather you care about the whole world, which is what the left seemingly thinks. You have to show this clearly, that we, specifically us, in our tendency for connection, we cover everything. Love covers all transgressions.
How do you combine between the two, the concern for Israel and concern for the world?
Connection. We cover all the problems. Problems in security and economy and problems with our near and far and distant neighbors. No solution. The solution will not come. You are actually facing the Creator. But with respect to your explanation to others, it's clear that not one of them will agree to you completely. You will not rid yourself of the enemies. No. Instead of Trump, we get the black guy again, and then you won't know what to do again. And even worse, not that he will come, but rather those pretty Jews from the Democratic side, and you have nothing to say. There will come Sanders or whoever and run your life here to such an extent that you won't be able to get out of it. You are you're spoiled. The people, the nation of Israel is spoiled. They went through Obama, now Trump came, and he's only handing out candy every day. Putin, look what he's doing. He's not against you. He hit an airfield yesterday, you know. He gives an okay. That's clear that we're not doing anything by ourselves without America or Russia. Can we in the middle do anything? So pretty soon there will be no Trump, no Putin, and only you will be left. We have to think about what to do. The situations that are approaching are not good. They will be much worse. So we need dissemination, explanation, as much as possible.
Can you explain the more internal difference between right and left? Because it used to be that externally it was for peace, against peace, but what's the difference between right and left?
The difference, I thought these will sit on those chairs, those seats in the parliament, or those will.
In the internal state, why are there such opinions, right and left? What's the difference between them?
No, the question is just who will run things, who will have the steering wheel. That's it. Is there a difference? On the contrary, Begin went to America in his day to give back the Sinai and all those things and with Oslo and everything. In truth, the Avodah, the left party, gave up less land than the Likud, the right, but it just made this kind of impression. But in truth, there's no difference in anything. As if the right cares about drugs or no drugs. I don't know what they're even arguing about. There are no differences today. No. With us, it's not even the issue, because according to our social agenda, we are left. Us, Bnei Baruch, our social agenda is leaning left, and our national agenda is leaning right. And that's why no one knows who we are. How can it be? How can such a thing be? We say there's no problem. We are for a socialist society, good, connected well, and we're also for securing our borders and not letting anyone say anything or come close to us. That's it. And to that end, even expand the borders if it's for the sake of security. Yeah, I must secure the people of Israel in the land of Israel and allow them to connect and become one, and then the connection of the world will come. Everything for the connection of the world, not for the sake of Israel itself. It does not exist for its own sake.
ביום שישי קיבלתי אימייל מתלמידה לפני כמה שנים שלימדתי קורס של תנועת הערבות.
On Friday I got a email from someone from the Arvut instruction that we did a few years ago. She understood that if she wants to continue to advance, it's in Kabbalah for all, and she's been watching our daily lesson every day. And she wrote with sorrow that what happened to us in the last few years, and what she's been following, is that we became more closed in ourselves, and we focused on love of friends, while in the beautiful period that she remembers, we were every corner in the streets, doing circles, and open to anyone who was like her, which is simply on his way, and sitting in a circle, and tastes what we have to give, and we have a lot to give. What do you think of that opinion?
I think we need to organize this. I think we need to look for people who have a tendency for it. A tendency. And for these people, to be devoted to it on our behalf. And just like there are people who go out to give lessons in groups, there should be people who go out to the streets and have these discussion circles, of course.
On a regular basis, like there is, like, to compare, there's three semesters of Kabbalah for all in summer, in winter. There's no difference. We do it three semesters a year.
Yeah, why not? I don't know if it's better to do it in the street corner or. But in effect, I'm all for it. As far as I care, I'm concerned. Do it on the beach. What does it matter where? But there, we need to have experts for that, those who have a tendency for it. I think we need to organize a commando unit for that. They will go out and arrange it. And also our groups around Israel could help. The fact that we're becoming more closed off, that's, I understand her. It's true, but we have no choice. Our work is inside of us. And the more we advance, the more closed off we will be, on the one hand. On the other hand, we have to come out. These two opposite forms are necessary for us to have.
To continue what has been said, in this coming summer, there's a thought to really go out to all kinds of promenades, like was mentioned, where there's many people, and there are people who wait for them, people who are qualified, like a commando, and we'll sit people down and give them a taste and leave materials with them, and they'll experience that thing called together. And really, we have so many groups all over the country, and almost all of them are along the beaches, Netanya, Ashdod, Ashkelon. There's beautiful promenades these days. The spring is starting, and many people are passing by there, and we'll try to really implement it, Rav.
Please, go ahead. You can organize it and do it. Plan it. But it's definitely a must. Start organizing it properly, beautifully. Publicize it in the newspapers, wherever we want to be. You can explain over the pages of the newspaper what is this all about. Include a nice picture of what we want to do and what we're inviting people to do. Inviting people to come to such places that it's a bit more organized. Maybe we have to get in touch with the municipalities and the, get secure permissions. I don't know, permits.
Just to be precise, not to come and invite them to study wisdom Kabbalah, it's connection.
Of course, only for the sake of connection, but even that has to be. You're making an action on a beach somewhere. I don't know about municipal laws. Okay, we are somehow. We somehow went over all those things, other than the first article that we can read again. And today, throughout the day, we don't have a lesson tonight, and we have a gathering of friends. Okay, let's conclude.
The world Yeshivat Chavirim this evening from 6:45 Israel time. We're inviting our friends from the world to unite, connect, and be together in the world global Yeshivat Chavirim. Thank you to our TV viewers and a good day. All S1, the World Kabbalah Convention in Latin America and North America. We're inviting all our friends to come to Mexico, May 17th to 19th, and in New Jersey, May 23rd to 26th. For registration and additional details, enter kab.info/congress. The fundamentals to the wisdom of Kabbalah. We are happy to invite you to intro evenings towards course openings. These will take place throughout the month of April and May, all over the country. Entrance will be 30 shekels, and RSVPing for details and registration, 1-700-509-209, or on the site kab.co.il. Thank you and good day.
Преодолев туман, где правда есть, а где пустой мираж. Cause if you take the fight tonight, I'll help you step into the light. Because together we can make the darkness.
сердца соединим, и мы достигнем нашей цели слиться с Ним. Juntos en unidad, la solución en tus manos está. Together we can make the darkness bright. Open your eyes.
Open your eyes.
Oh, look up to the skies.
Look up to the skies.
'Cause if your day feels like the night, I'll help you stand.